part of the night.
Croaking from the pond. What do you call that? And they jump. You walk down to the edge of the pond and they jump off into the water.
Well, I'd call them the crocus feet, something like that.
Well, what do you call these that have big long legs and sometimes people catch them and fry their legs?
Well, I call them bullfrog.
Uh-huh. Now, what do you call the little frogs that you hear in the spring right after a rain?
Well, I call him a little small bullfrog.
What do you call the little brown kind that lives in the garden and people think they make warts on your hand?
I call him a little bullfrog, a little smaller. I don't see him too much in the garden.
And what about, though, the kind that's not a bullfrog, you know, he's got kind of a rough skin and they catch bugs out in the garden?
I'd call that a toad frog.
Mm-hmm. What do you call these kind of worms that you go fishing with that you...
I'd call them bait.
Alright. What do you call these where you go out and find an old rock where it's pretty damp under the rock? You lift up the rock and find a bunch of them under there. Long and red, what do you call that kind?
Well, the long and red, I'd call them fishing ones.
What do you call a hard shell thing in the water that pulls its neck and legs into the shell when you touch it?
I call that a turtle.
And then the kind that you find on land crawling across the road or out through the yard, what do you call that kind?
I call that a dry line cat.
What do you call a thing that has, you find it in a freshwater stream or out in a hole in a wet place and it's got these big old claws, what do you call them? That they pinch you with?
I call that a big old mercy turtle. That's what I call him.
Right, and then say one a lot smaller than a turtle. You know, sometimes you just go out here and out maybe in a low wet place, they'll have a little mound of mud thrown up there and there'll be a hole of water where you can...
I'd call it old dry land tapping.
Right, and smaller than that. Sometimes you find them out in little small creeks and ponds where they've got two big claws in front and they've got a tail that curls up under them, and sometimes they'll crawl along backwards. What do you call them? Sometimes they'll pinch people's toes with their claws. They're not snapping them with their mouth, but just got these big, two big old claws, you know, and snap people. What do you call them?
Well, I would call it, I'd call it a turtle.
What do you call this kind of seafood you buy that has a fin tail and a real thin shell, and sometimes people fry this? Sometimes they put it in salads, boiled.
What?
It looks kind of like a crawdad.
Looks like kind of crawfish.
Looks kind of like it. But it's seafood out of salt
water. Fish though, ain't it?
That's right. Or sea animal anyway.
Well, I'd call that a catfish.
What do you call the little insects that fly around the lights at night?
I'd call that a camouflage.
What do you call these that fly into the house and lay eggs in old wool clothes and then eat holes in the clothes?
I'd call that an old bumblebee.
What do you call another kind that's not a bee? Just a little soft-winged